Yes, sir.
Y'all, you already know what time it is. It's most V December 19th. Have a very merry y'all. You already know what time it is. It is holiday season. And everybody eat. And except for the Philadelphia Eagles. It is the game. Matt P, Duke Big Ed, myself, Bebo Sports. And guess what? We got an announcement. We got a new regular on Most Sports TV effective tonight. It's been a long time coming. But we can't stop. Can't stop what we got going on over here. Yes, Uncle sir. Micah.
What's going on, y'all? Here. Thanks for having me, fellas. What's up, most folks? How y'all feel out there?
Yes, sir. We got Unc. Unc is officially in a regular on Most Sports TV.
Yeah,
he's here every week. He's here every week now. So everybody say what's
and
he's up.
Definitely ready to throw some dirt on the Eagles and their fans.
That's
because
for sure.
I think that's the hottest topic. If you guys want to kick it off. With last night's game, absolute mayhem across the board between Drew Lock slinging the seed, Jalen Hurts shitting his pants a little bit. What do we make of
again.
Last night's loss? Yeah, hey, again, again. Is Jalen Hurts exposed as a not elite quarterback in the NFL?
I think he officially got exposed, and I'm going to tell you why. When it was time for him to really take over and really finish a game out, he didn't show up. Two, he has the most turnovers in the NFL. I posted this in the group today. 17 turnovers, number one in the NFL. And you can't claim to be that guy when you're number one in turnovers.
Yeah.
Without having at least hella passing touchdowns to at least offset it.
Yeah, and you know? I mean, I put it in the group earlier. A very interesting statistic we have here. As a rookie, Daniel Jones had more passing touchdowns than Jalen Hurts has ever thrown in a single season. That's a crazy stat to me. Like, is Jalen Hurts that reliant on the tush push that he can't sling the rock anymore? Like, what's going on here?
He likes to throw and get his ass touched.
What's going on?
No, that's crazy.
That's absolutely.
Well, they play cheap. Well, here's the thing about the Eagles. They play cheap football to get to where they're at. They played a lot of lucky football, and they've played a lot of close football games.
Not one dime.
And that luck was on their side. The NFL was on their side. Yep. They were getting the calls. They was getting everything the first 10 weeks, right? And then, you know, if you keep playing down to your opponent, and that is the biggest problem with the Eagles, is that they play down to every single team that they play. So every game is close.
Is it down or is it below now at this point? Three losses in a row, all to backup quarterbacks, by the way.
No. You don't disrespect. I don't disrespect.
Listen, at the end of the day, it's still a backup quarterback. No. Not anymore?
That's day one starter, bro.
Okay. All right. That's fair. But Drew Lock, obviously a backup coming in out of nowhere and having a game like that is just kind of unheard of.
I'm giving Drew Lock flowers.
Yes.
He be putting that shit on.
That drive.
He be talking that shit.
That drive.
And that was a fucking dot to Njigba to end the game.
It was.
That drive. And DK Metcalf was quiet basically the whole game.
Yeah.
He made that phenomenal catch. Then he went up and made that one down the right sideline. The one he threw up for him. Mm-hmm. So DK was quiet
in the rain too.
And when it was time to play, he stepped up.
Can we talk about once again how shitty the Eagles coordinators are? I'm gonna start off with the defensive coordinator because I know y'all love to slander Brian Johnson. I'm gonna leave y'all with Brian Johnson, but
it's Matt Patricia's first game.
That's what I'm trying to say.
A defense.
They really thought that they were gonna put the Dookie defensive coordinator up into the booth and put Matt fucking Patricia, former fucking piece of shit.
You too right now.
he got Heidi in the back.
Goblins, that Kodak.
It's a hard knock life.
Gremlin. They put on Gremlin and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, goddamn. But
Matt Patricia,
formerly of the dog shit Lions.
He has a good pedigree. He started with the Patriots.
He started with the Patriots, but he got carried, of course.
He got carried.
Just like McDaniels got carried.
Bradbury is crazy.
Trash. Bradbury is fucking trash.
He
got picked on for a whole drive. That's when I knew It was really over. It's over for him.
Bro. He is who the Giants thought he was. He was literally cut for a reason, because the end of his Giants stint was absolutely horrible. Like, he got cut for a reason. He was a cap casualty, and he was protected by Darius Slay and Gardner Johnson last year, and now he's getting picked on because he's the weak link.
Trash.
Yeah.
He gave up the whole last drive.
I'm talking the whole last drive.
Like, they were just like, fuck it. Like,
every single reception was on Brad.
Damn, it was time.
Every single one.
It was time to get going. They went at him. And he wasn't up for the job.
Man. All right, so with this Eagles skid, who is most under the microscope right now in Philadelphia?
Coach, the head coach.
He's on Nick Sirianni?
He doesn't do anything.
He has the last say on everything on his watch. You have to come up with an offensive game plan. It looks like they just draw up their plays in the dirt and hope Jalen can make a play. You have to. You got Swift football. In the background. You got Swift in the backfield. Excuse me. Run him.
Nick Sirianni loves to
run
talk
him and do some play. Yeah. He's all that grandstanding, and yep. All that mugging for the camera. He looked lost out there the last couple of weeks, like somebody took his lunch money.
And you know what's crazy?
He's got mad grays now on his beard, too.
That just for men that covering that shit.
That boy's stressing.
He thought his beard out.
He was crying.
He's real emotional.
Yeah.
He's a real emotional guy.
Well, he doesn't do anything.
But I've seen on the socials a lot of Eagles fans are starting to turn on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts.
I posted that on the book today. The Eagle fans are ready to get rid of him already.
Yeah.
They're ready to get rid of him. I was like, what happened? In a year, you guys are on top of the world, unbeatable. Now you want to throw the kid out?
Yeah.
Now you want to throw the kid out because your offensive coordinator cannot put together a game plan to set up your play action pass. They're wasting Swift in the backfield.
Yeah.
They're wasting him.
One drive, they did 6 quarterback draws and 5 wide receiver screens.
And 4 rushes to Kenny Gainwell.
Didn't score. Didn't score!
Against Seattle.
And didn't score. Yeah. Got a field goal out of it. Like,
I knew they
were
in trouble because Seattle took Dallas to the limit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They took Dallas to the limit a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, they're going to put something on Philly. Yeah. I knew they was going to get them.
So do we want to talk about Dallas a little bit then? You want to segue into the Cowboys?
Too, I mean, exposed.
Man. That's James exposed. Cook had a game high, rushing, right?
Career high.
Buck 80.
He had 200 overall yards, more than 200
on
yards.
Purpose, three on touchdowns. Purpose.
Yeah. They won a game by 31-10, and old boy only threw 15 passes. Yeah. Josh Allen.
Yeah, 7 completed passes.
Seven completed passes.
Crazy, bro. That's disgusting. I mean, I get it was raining, but you're both playing in those Buffalo conditions.
Run the ball.
It doesn't matter.
In that situation, Dallas, if you can't throw, run the ball.
But that's what they don't. Mike McCarthy refuses to adjust.
They don't have a 210-pound running back. Yeah. They got all these
scat backs. Yeah, Tony Pollard is not going to. Yeah, he's not.
They got nobody to just get 4 yards in a cloud of dust.
And you see that because they used 5 different guys, including Dak Prescott, to, you know, run the ball in an attempt to see who we could, you know, get some yards from here on the ground, and nothing worked.
I heard a lot of Bill slander on this podcast the whole year.
They still suck, bro.
I don't think so, bro. I think they're good. And I think they're about to start kicking the fuck up.
Watching the play.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good, buddy. We'll see. All right. Yeah. You fucking hate Josh Allen. It's okay. It's okay. But watch what the Bills are about to do.
Yeah,
Bills about to kick up.
In a row.
Bills about to kick up, bro. Yep. We'll see.
You got to show me.
Bills about to kick up.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced.
Fourth quarter Allen is nasty with the pressure's on. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
The Bills tricked y'all? I mean, what side do you mean is tricked? Do you think they're good?
He's the same way. He doesn't think the Bills are good.
I don't think. Yeah, I'm not sold.
They're not good, man.
Nah.
In my eyes, his Bengals are more legitimate than the Bills. That's all I'm going to say in terms of the AFC right there. I think so. I think Jake Browning this week showed
AFC's
me something.
Kind of mid this year.
Yes. Yes.
AFC is definitely more disappointing, like, bro, more underwhelming than it should.
You already
been.
Know who I blame. I blame Aaron Rodgers for getting hurt.
Aaron Rodgers,
a lot of injuries because of that.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers getting hurt, Justin Herbert getting hurt, and them stinking. I mean, everybody's kind of like,
Burrow hurt, Watson hurt.
Yeah,
there's a lot of AFC quarterbacks hurt. I mean, even Stroud was out last week.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Richardson was going to get hurt because he was running.
He was running all over the place.
They say he's injury prone, though.
Yeah, he was running more than their tailback, bro. He's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
AFC is more above 500. No, I definitely think they're the alpha of the two.
I was about to say.
Yeah. I think the AFC is, like, was supposed to be way more like nitty and gritty
this season than it is. We got more complete teams in the AFC, in my opinion.
I think the NFL is just disappointing this year as far as injuries, as far as gameplay. I feel like it hasn't been as good. There's not as many good teams.
Good teams.
I don't see as many good games because there's not as many good teams going against each other.
Right.
Like, I've seen probably three power matchups against each other while they're playing good. Like San Francisco and Philadelphia last week. Mm-hmm. And probably Philly and Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, who else fucking crashed against each other when they were both really good? Niners, Ravens later on.
That's
going to be, you know, but what else? What other games have there been?
Buffalo
Chiefs. Yeah, you know, I guess.
I thought Miami and Buffalo was going to be good.
The Jags Bengals game was good.
Yeah, the What's Jaguars are another team that's kind of disappointing in the AFC. I don't think I ever expected much of the NFC to begin with going into this year, but I really thought that the AFC was going to be a war zone, and it just hasn't ended up really that way.
The Jags are very disappointing right now.
Super.
They when we played them, they were like coming off like 5 or 6 game win streak.
Smoked them.
We held them to 3 points.
The Jags are very new to the game.
They're still rebuilding
in a sense. They made it to the second round of the playoffs last year, but it was a crazy ass game.
It was just a crazy ass game.
Like, let's be real here. And really, they're still young and they're growing. Trevor Lawrence is what, year 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah, but you saw
like
saw
that's
the,
fine.
You
like
saw
they're
the
growing, bro.
Of him against. What,
did
Jones.
You expect them to be a number? Do you expect them to be the best team in the AFC? Yeah.
I mean, I expect that's what
you're expecting. I mean, they're winning the division.
There are times when,
but they can't. Yeah, they're gonna lose to the Ravens. Yeah, they're gonna lose to the Ravens. They're not as good as the Ravens. They're not gonna.
They had opportunities in that game, bro. Yeah. They missed 2 chip field goals, and he just fumbled the ball in the red zone. No one touched him. He just fumbled the ball.
Yeah, they're not ready for a team like the Ravens. They're not ready for a real, real squad. If they played the 49ers, they would get fucked up.
They did.
Oh
my God, I mean, stop talking.
30-43, fucking crazy, bro. See your little comments, like. Stop thinking the Bengals are fucking crazy.
The Bengals,
y'all, they
are playing well, but then again,
stop.
Let's talk about Browning. I like what Browning did. The camera, you said you should have fucking cut me.
Yeah, that was tough.
That shit was pretty hard.
Who did you give that to?
The Vikings.
He got caught by the Vikings. Man. And they shouldn't have. Imagine if they had Browning instead of Dobbs right now.
Yeah,
dialing up Jefferson crazy. You know what I mean?
The Josh Dobbs insanity run is definitely over.
It's dead. That shit is dead. He wasn't even that good to me ever. I thought he was serviceable
at the beginning of the season. Arizona was playing well, honestly, for what they were.
He caught you off guard until you catch up to him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was running all over the place.
Got that tape.
Browning isn't taking the Bengals anywhere. I don't know. What's the ceiling for Cincinnati? What do we think?
First round, Becky.
The ceiling.
First round, if they make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If they run and protect the ball, and the kid he can make throws.
I like that Chase kid too. The running back.
I think they could beat the Jags. That's going to be my take.
I don't think they beat the Jags.
I think they match up well with the Jags.
It'd be a good game.
In the first round. I think that's their best case scenario.
How long is Jamar Chase hurt for?
I'm not sure. I mean, let's limit. But hey, T. Higgins was crazy this past week. T. Higgins has been nuts. And Joe Mixon's been really good this season. So
I like that Chase. I like Chase, the backup running back, the light skin bull that'd be running fast as hell. He's pretty good too.
The Bengals have a solid system. So I don't know. I think they're
I don't think they compete in the AFC though when it comes to playoff time. I do think they might get there though. They could get there.
Seventh seed. It all depends.
Could get there.
Because that division, they're gonna start eating on each other in these last 3 games. A couple close games down the road with them, right? A couple of those teams gotta bang heads down
there. Yeah. Yep.
Browns,
Cleveland.
Yeah. Browns just skated by the Bears this past week. And honestly, I think the Bears lost that game way more than the Browns had won. Right. I don't know if you guys saw how many passes they dropped. Like Oh man, Justin Fields should have had a 300 yard game, you know, in the air. But it, yeah, hey, he should have. But instead, he dropped literally 165 yards. They dropped just as much in passes. He should have had a 300 yard game.
Matt, say 210.
Anyway, let's just give some real flowers. Let's get some real flowers to Joe Flacco, who put up 374 yards.
All two interceptions. Yeah.
Joe Flacco's nuts.
374 of them things. The Browns are here. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying. Yeah, even though they barely beat the Bears, that's fine. I think the Browns...
Because the Bears lost more than the Browns had won.
I guess so. But guess what? They won. And, you know, the Browns are here. I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas talking about. I like what the Browns are doing over there. They got a top defense
and they run
in the NFL.
And they run the ball.
Yeah. And, you got and I like
quarterback
Joe Flacco.
With Super Bowl pedigree, if he can limit his interceptions, it could be a problem because he doesn't have to go out and win the game.
Cooper was cooking. You know what I mean?
Never thought I'd see the day Flacco would be a Brown. Now, listen, man, I don't know. I like the Ravens a lot, but the last thing I'd want to see right now if I was the Ravens is playoff time. Joe Flacco comes marching into Baltimore.
Wow.
Listen, with the hot Browns team, I don't know, man. He's
Browns.
I don't know.
Browns win the Super Bowl?
I don't know, man. The Browns got a squad.
Now you're doing
But listen, where is there a hole on this Browns team? It was quarterback with no Deshaun Watson, and now all of a sudden Joe Flacco's having games with 375 yards.
They got David Njoku putting up 10 receptions for 104 yards.
They have Amari Cooper, they have Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt. That defense is
Chicago.
Insane.
Stop. They got a squad, bro.
They do have a decent squad.
They got a squad.
Against Chicago.
And you have Miles Garrett.
They beat fucking, what's his face last week? They beat, they beat the Jags last week.
Yeah.
They beat the Jags. Okay. So, like, hey, bro, you know.
They got a shot. You
know, hey.
Win the division.
They barely beat the Jags, too, but.
They beat them.
They put up 31 points on them.
And Joker's going crazy. Fantasy wise, he's putting on for teams big time.
Mm-hmm. Ever since his face got burnt off, he's been going crazy.
Yeah, he had that
mask
face,
on. Like, fuck it, mask off. Huh? All right.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Let's preview some games this coming week.
I didn't want to talk about the 49ers like that.
You want to go ahead?
That's what I thought we were about to go next. Let's talk about the Niners.
All right. Go ahead. Talk about them.
We're going to smoke the Ravens.
You think so?
I think we'll beat them comfortably.
You beat the dog shit piss out of the Cardinals, 45-29.
That was a game where score, we won, but we had some issues. We were missing our two big boys up front on defense, defensive Hargrave and Armstead, and they took advantage of that. So we cannot have that this weekend.
Yeah.
On Monday. We need both those guys back. We need them to plug hole. Our linebackers can scrape and make tackles because we beat the NFL in rushing. And believe me, old boy will pull that ball out of the back's gut, turn that corner. So you're going to have to. I said gut. You'll get your homo
tendencies out of here. This is a sick Negro.
He'll put it in the gut and pull it out. Did I fix that?
Ew, that's still crazy.
All right.
But, you can't let him. Our defensive ends have to be disciplined because he will pull it out and pull. He will fake it and turn the corner.
This is a sick Negro.
He will fake the handoff and turn the corner. How's that?
There you go.
Little nasty SOBs.
Nah, I mean, this was just a signature Christian McCaffrey game, though. Like three touchdowns, you know, getting half of them by the ground and then the other half, obviously, in the air. He's just so versatile. There's nothing you could do to really stop that guy. Imane says he doesn't see this as a Super Bowl preview because he doesn't trust Baltimore in the playoffs. Yeah, just like we said, I don't know if he's fully bought in on Baltimore just because there are some plays where Lamar just makes boneheaded decisions. That's probably
trying to do too much.
Yeah, exactly. But the receiving core for the Niners this past game was like as versatile as it comes. When you have three guys with five targets or more, you know, you're going to see some success there because you're just showing the love everywhere. You can't defend that. You know, no matter how good of a defense you have, I don't think, you know, even though it was Arizona, I don't think you could.
And on top of that, you got Kittle and the two wideouts, Debo and Ayuk. Stafford comes out of that backfield. So now you got that whole field to defend.
Yeah.
And all either of them are capable of catching and going, man. So
and honestly, Juwan Jennings is like all of a sudden emerging. It's like he could be, you know, somebody that
he's pretty reliable. He's pretty reliable.
He does his role. Every time he's called on to like fulfill his role, he does it.
And he's a great blocker on runs. He's always trying to smash somebody downfield.
My main says everybody is penciled in the Ravens as this big contender and they fold every January.
That's biased. But I mean, it's true. He's not lying, but I think they actually are very good this year. You know how I've been talking about the Ravens since the offseason. I said these guys were going to be the real deal. Yeah. And here they are. They're the real deal. And I think they have a real shot at making the Super Bowl this year. This is the first year where I'm like, okay.
And I think it's because they're all staying healthy.
Deep run.
And yeah, that's the thing. This is the first year where I think Lamar can actually possibly beat Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game.
Is that because Lamar has been playing exceptionally well or because Patty is showing signs that he's kind of human?
There's both elements. Plus, the real element is the team around Lamar. The defense is there and his weapons.
He has legitimate wide.
He has real weapens.
He has legitimate.
Likely,
Likely.
Likely filled the void with Mark Andrews pretty well, in my opinion.
You see that catch when Lamar.
Yeah, first touchdown last week. Shout out to Dev McKellen. The touchdown whisperer.
I don't understand.
I'm talking about the one that Lamar made that great escape and threw it up and Likely went up and got it.
Yeah, Likely is a dog, man. He gets the ball at the highest point. He's aggressive. He's not afraid to catch the ball in traffic. All characteristics of Mark Andrews. So, I mean,
the only thing that's really kind of shitty about the Ravens right now is that injury to Keaton Mitchell.
Yes.
Really kind of set her back.
Home run hitter.
Did we not just say last week about the injuries that J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards? We said injuries every single year with the Ravens running back. It's like that that one meme of, you know, the Reaper coming and knocking on the door. Yeah, and like each one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like whoever is.
You know why? Because that's their bread and butter, man. They don't do a lot of swing passes to their backs. It's run. So they're getting the ball. So there's going to be opportunities for them to get hurt because they run so much.
Gus Edwards is good now, though, right?
He's good. 16 carries for 58 yards.
It's Gus Edwards' season until he gets hurt.
Yeah, and then it's just
Gus has been playing good. He has gotten hurt this year, I'm pretty sure, but he's back. And as long as they have one decent one, they're fine.
Yeah,
you know,
because
fine.
What they don't get from their running back, Mark gives them on his end.
Right. I mean, they still won a game.
He'll give them. Need be 50, 60, 70 a game if he has
to. Yep, and you convincingly, you know, beat the Jags in a game that Zay Flowers had one catch. You know, so you're not even using your offense to its fullest potential.
And I think that Jags game had a lot to do with the youth of the Jags as well, man, because they had opportunities to score some points. Like the two missed field goals and then freaking Trevor Lawrence running the ball. No one touched him, just fumbles in the red zone. Are you kidding me, bro? Yeah. No one touched you, just hot potatoed the ball, man. What are you doing?
Lamar's been playing decent, but not MVP level. So
I don't think anybody called him MVP.
Who is playing at MVP level right now?
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Who would you give the MVP to right now?
Mike McDonald. CMC.
I can't argue with either one, but if there's ever a chance to give it to a non-quarterback, I would go CMC. I'm cool with Purdy getting it, but here's my thing, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it with my chest. They can have that MVP trophy. We want the Super Bowl MVP trophy, all right?
Right.
Y'all can have that regular season trophy.
Our goal
is that Super Bowl MVP trophy, and that's that. I don't care who gets it.
I think if the NFL wasn't so biased for quarterbacks when it comes to the MVP discussion, I think Christian McCaffrey would actually.
Or Tyreek. I can see if Tyreek didn't miss the game, I wouldn't mind seeing him missing that one, just killed everything.
Yeah, killed everything.
They should redo that whole thing. Like they said, they should get an offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, and a quarterback. Mm-hmm. They should do something because it's not fair. The last running back to get it was who? Derrick Henry.
Or Adrian
Peterson.
Did Derrick Henry get MVP?
No, he just got 2,000. The last one to get it was
Aaron Rodgers.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson was the last to get it. So they should have, you know, best running back award and then the best quarterback award. Like they should because it's a bias. You know, it's quarterback bias. It's not fair.
Yeah, I don't like how biased it is.
Because if it's there, like I said, if there's an opportunity to give it to a non-quarterback, I would go with Tyreek or CMC just because, man. Mm. Trent Williams. Trent Williams.
He's top. Why, he's top. They should have like a prestigious lineman award.
They should.
I know there's probably some type of NFL award for linemen, but like they should have a prestigious one.
Trent Williams is a beast, bro. I've seen teams put their best pass rusher on him and him just put in work on him.
You know, at the end of the day, the most prestigious reward in my eyes is all pro. Not Pro Bowl, all pro.
Yeah, all pro.
If you make the all pro number one team, that's the most prestigious award in any sport. Any sport. If you're on the NBA for all first team.
First five,
First team all NBA, I mean. That means you're him. Period. I don't care. So that's what I use.
If Joe Flacco can bring the Browns to the division win over the Ravens, does he deserve comeback player of the year?
No.
Unfortunately.
Brock Purdy's a comeback player of the year.
Well, DeMar Hamlin wiped yesterday, so I think he is going to be the automatic.
Why is Brock Purdy comeback player of the year?
He got hurt
on the last game of the fucking. He got
come back from injury.
What up, Nick? How we doing, bro?
That's how you come back. You come back from injury.
Bro, he got hurt one quarter into the Tua should win comeback player. Tua should win comeback player of the year. I know who shouldn't win comeback player of the year. DeMar fucking Hamlin.
Not the ambulance.
I'll tell you that fucking much.
Not the ambulance. Flacco or Baker. Big Bake. Do we have to talk about Baker Mayfield? Baker Mayfield has been his fans have been cooking Simo on TikTok lately.
Yeah,
they're not happy.
Matt said out a hit piece.
He had a good game.
One good game, and now I'm wrong.
Is Buffalo a legit AFC playoff contender?
Yes.
Can they win out and win the division?
Yes.
The Dolphins.
I mean, yeah, it's the Dolphins. That's it. The Jets are done.
You know, I don't know if they can win the division, but I think they can make the wild card and make some noise in the wild card.
Yeah.
I do think so. I absolutely think so.
Get in the wild card, that boy, Allen's going to play late.
Telling you.
Like it's fourth quarter. Every play is going to be the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that should be good. Dangerous.
The Bills are typically.
That's what fucks up the most. Fourth quarter.
Well, but the thing is, the Bills, like with their back against the wall, I feel like is when they actually do produce. They kind of, when they're, you know, in their stride and they have it rolling, it's almost like they get lackadaisical. That, I don't know. That's at least how I feel about it. When they're up, they're going to start cooking.
I'm telling you right now, the Bills are going to cook.
You already know. We were super hype after that that Nick game last night with the Lakers.
Shout out to the Knicks.
What was the preview game?
Cowboys fans this week.
This is the battle of the mid. Bottom feeders. Who beat up on the bottom feeders.
Oh, that's an interesting take right there. I mean, Baker has better stats than Lamar this year, but he's not good.
When he talks about other people's teams, he's so biased.
Please shut the fuck up. Baker leading his team to a division, you know, went.
Such an impressive division that he's winning right now. Every team is under fucking 500. Shut the fuck up about Baker fucking Mayfield.
He's
in the shittiest fucking division in the NFL, and he fucking sucks. Fuck you, TikTok, and fuck everybody else that thinks Baker Mayfield is actually fucking good, because he's not.
They beat Point Burrow. Allentown.
The fuck? Yeah. In XFL teams and shit. Shut the fuck up.
And it's going down to the wire. In that division.
Yeah, it is. Is this year Mahomes been having change anything about him as the best quarterback?
No.
Everybody has a down.
He's human. You know, even the greats lost.
And realistically, if his receivers catch the ball, how differently are we talking about him right now? You know, than if.
But that's part of it.
Exactly. But
that's part of it.
I mean, it's not all on him. It's not like Patty's necessarily having an awful year. It's like his team isn't, you know, at what it was. Their team isn't good.
Their team's not good. They just have a good
But here's the thing, bro. Their team, they have championship pedigree.
Yeah.
And when it chips you on the line, I wouldn't bet against them. I think there are teams who can beat them, but they're gonna go down swinging.
Yeah.
They're not gonna be a walk in the park.
When anybody. I was talking about Lamar Jackson, who did I say he has to go through?
Oh.
All right. they're still number one in my eyes. I don't give a fuck what the record is.
They are.
Well, I don't give a fuck what the record is. Exactly.
Until they lose the AFC, in the playoffs.
Until you beat Patrick Mahomes in a playoff setting in Arrowhead Stadium, I don't want to fucking hear it at all.
So Joe Burrow's probably first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's unfortunate. He ain't here now.
Yeah. But he ain't here.
RIP. Tony probably won't be there next year. Yeah, no, Tony is definitely not going to be there.
Tony be bagging groceries at Shop.
Tony might not play.
What did he do? I don't even know what he did. What did he do?
He keeps dropping the ball.
He drop balls.
Line up like,
he's tossed it him about three games, maybe.
He got his ring. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Valdez Scantling be gone, too. He'll be gone, too.
I think they're just going to draft wide receiver in the draft, and then they'll get one big guy,
one veteran, and
one veteran, and then one really good young guy.
And
he'll be fine after that.
Yeah, I would start grooming another tight end because Kelsey's starting to get up there too.
Ever since the Taylor Swift shit,
so I think he's still the best tight end in the game.
Yeah, but that's only because Mark Andrews.
That's biased. Stop it.
Why are you saying Mark Andrews? You mean George Kittle.
George Kittle is insane, but George Kittle's also like getting up there too.
Yeah, exactly. And he's
still producing.
Very injury prone.
About to have a 1,000-yard season again.
He is. He's been great. And what did I say? When they get Kittle more involved is when they'll have more, you know, success. That's what happened. I love Kittle.
Kittle's but great. He's not Kelsey.
He's getting old. Tight ends only have, you know, so long.
The only thing Sam Kelsey LaPorta does better than him, though, is what? Receive the ball?
Yeah. Just get spam more? Yeah.
Yeah, but he's extensually better at him than at that. In that area. He's way better than Kittle at that.
No, he just gets more opportunities.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And now Kelsey's caught up.
I think he's the number one option on his team. Yeah. Corey, what are you talking about?
Cool, bro. Cool. So
he's good. Don't get me wrong. But he gets way more opportunities.
And what does he do with the opportunities?
He does well.
It's not like he folds.
No. I'm not saying he doesn't, but he gets up.
Kittle doesn't fold either. And he's all around better. He's a better blocker than Kelsey.
He's not a way better blocker than Kelsey.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I've never heard anybody say Kelsey's a great blocker.
You never heard him say he was a bad blocker either.
You always hear Kittle's a great blocker, though.
From you? Yeah.
No,
I don't hear it from anybody. I don't hear it from nobody. Kittle can fucking block.
Here's a nigga, Matt Ingram has gone out of Giants.
Ingram is going crazy.
Stop saying LaPorta, man. This is LaPorta's
a dog,
year,
bro. LaPorta's a dog. I like LaPorta. There's a lot of good tight ends coming into the game. Kincaid looks really good, too.
I think Goddard's pretty good, too, man.
Goddard's good.
I like Goddard.
Trey McBride, bro. Hey.
Tucker Croft. Right?
McBride was going awful. Niggas, too, bro. Trey McBride from the Cardinals?
Okay.
He was going off.
What, you have like three or something?
No, he was snapping on y'all a little bit, I think. I remember I was watching Red
catches,
Zone. He was
100 yards.
10 oh, catches on 100 on y'all?
Yeah, man. 11 targets is pretty crazy.
Hey. All I'm saying.
What else he do this year?
He's a rookie. He's had a good season.
He replaced Ertz when he got hurt, and he's been snapping ever since.
Especially since Kyler
came back. Mm-hmm. Ever since Kyler came back, Kyler he's really
knows,
been snapping.
Yeah, Kyler knows a good tight end. That's his security. That's good.
They got Ertz the fuck out of there, which is crazy.
Quickly.
Yeah.
He old, I do.
Yeah, he is.
He ain't go nowhere. No one picked him up.
Somebody says, Simo, what do you want to see from the Giants this offseason?
I want to see us draft a quarterback with a top five pick. That's what I want to see.
I like the first half. I don't think the second half is happening. I don't think we get top five, unfortunately.
You guys are going to have to keep Daniel Jones a year. You think
we're going to beat the Eagles?
You're going to have to keep Daniel Jones.
But I think we have another game on schedule, right?
Rams? We got Eagles, Rams, Eagles.
Eagles, Rams, Eagles?
Yeah.
We're
going to have the fifth, maybe the fourth pick. Maybe the fourth pick.
I think y'all going to beat the Eagles.
We're still in Drake May range, a little low key.
I think we snag one of these games. I can't.
I think you're going to beat the Eagles we might. One of these games, bro.
Hey, and if we do, it's worth it. I don't give a fuck.
Because once they
rush, it's so worth it.
It's so worth it, bro. I don't care about beating the Rams.
We're not going to get Drake May or Caleb Williams. It doesn't fucking matter. We're either going to trade up or we're going to take Jaden Daniels. And that's it. At six or seven. And I'm cool with that. And then we got to go in the second round. We have a couple of picks. Third round, we have a couple of picks as well because we traded Leonard Williams and a couple other guys. We got some draft picks to work with. We'll get straight interior O-line right from there.
That's what Marvin Harrison Jr. isn't happening, unfortunately.
That's what. We're not in Marvin Harrison Jr. range. If he's there, we take him.
Absolutely.
We fucking take him. I don't give a fuck.
That first pick is quarterback. The next picks, I would go all straight O lineman, bro.
Yes. Two guards. That's all we need. Two guards, maybe a right tackle. See what happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, in free agency, we maybe get a stud wide receiver to go with the new quarterback.
Zach Ertz. I'm kidding, bro.
I'm not taking Ertz. Waller is still very good if he had a real quarterback thrown to him. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I was looking at something today on YouTube TV. Ever since he got paid, but not just here, he has declined. From the time he got his paycheck, that big payday, he got $17 million a year. He has gone down. This year was just horrible, but since that payday, he's gone down steadily.
But then again, the play of Derek Carr did as well.
The Raiders and the Giants.
Yeah, you know? I can't even be mad.
What can you do?
You know, Darren Waller right now.
Jaden or Penix. You know, they're both amazing quarterbacks. But it's crazy. Penix is not even projected to go in the first round right now. Yeah. Or late 20s.
I think that's hate.
I think it's hate.
I just don't understand.
Not the Heisman, right?
He was a Heisman candidate.
He was close to what Jaden Daniels won it.
Daniels won it, but he was a candidate. It's just, I don't understand. Like,
don't forget, some of those guys, they run that college system, and they thrive in that college system. And people don't project. Just like,
you know, because he went to Washington. Like, I get it. Yeah, but same the thing way. The thing is, Patrick Mahomes was still, like, you know, looked over as a prospect as well. And it's like, how do we miss some of these guys and let them fall? You know, even a Will Levis scenario of how late he fell. He shouldn't have fallen as far as he did. How do we let quarterbacks keep slipping? You know, this deal. These are franchise quarterbacks.
Push rewind and do that over.
Levis,
man.
Is franchise?
I think Levis is the franchise in Tennessee. Yeah, the future. Is he not the Tennessee?
I think
Titans
he's great. Fan? I think I like him, but he's, I don't know if he's franchise.
He's playing over Tannehill for a reason.
I don't know,
bro.
If he's
you can play over Tannehill. You can play over Tannehill.
I would like, hey, given the opportunity, I could throw for a few yards on the Titans, but. I don't know, but I'm saying there are guys that get looked over a lot in these drafts. I mean, even Brock Purdy is one of them. You know, how do these guys keep slipping?
But Jalen Hurts wasn't looked over. Jalen Hurts, you knew he started at Alabama, then started in Oklahoma
for a whole first round. Lamar Jackson got looked over too, in my opinion,
because they weren't projected. They were looking at them as runners. They would think they were going to come past.
But here's the thing about Penix. Penix isn't a runner though, and he slings rock. You know what? Like, what scares me about Penix? He gives me Dwayne Haskins vibes. Because Haskins has a great ball too, here and there. You know what I'm saying? He could throw the ball, but he can't really move. The pocket awareness really. I don't know. I need to see Penix in these college playoffs. That's what I really need to see.
Yeah.
Isn't he in the college playoffs? Notch.
They got a bowl game.
They got a bowl game.
Bowl game?
Wait, they're not in the playoffs?
I thought they were in the playoffs.
No.
I don't think so.
Damn.
Who's in the playoffs then?
Texas, Alabama, Michigan, right?
It may be Washington.
I think Washington's in.
Washington got to play Texas. They got to play Texas.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm cooked.
Yeah, they got to play Texas.
Washington number two.
Oh, yeah. It was Florida State that got hooked.
Yeah, Florida State got hooked, bro.
Yeah, it was Michigan, Washington, Texas, Bama. Georgia hooked, Ohio State.
I think the winner of the Bama game. Texas can play.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see what's good with Penix in these college playoffs. But his stock could go really up or really down.
His body type, bro? He's big.
He's a big body. He's almost like a Cam Newton type of build. If he can find mobility, yeah, no, he has no mobility. He's just that type of like.
He might be one like that.
He's kind of like Big Ben with some melanin.
He might be a big. He's.
That's what I'm saying. Dwayne Haskins vibes, Jamarcus Russell vibes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's not that bad though.
But I think he's a lot better than both of them. But he can't run, and he's a pocket quarterback. And look, balls he throws are amazing. Yeah, Byron Leftwich type, Randall Cunningham type.
No, Randall could run.
Bro. Oh yeah, Randall could run. But Jaden Daniels, on the other hand, he broke all Joe Burrow's LSU records.
Okay.
Without a Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
Right? And he's still projected to be the third quarterback to go in the draft.
That may be the Giants.
And that may, I think that's where the Giants.
That may be the Giants pick right Giants there.
That's where we come in. I think at the five spot, we get Jaden Daniels.
And just start falling pieces.
And yeah, and get linemen. And honestly, the Giants, I feel like, have a great defense, even though he got diced up by fucking Derek Carr.
You need a couple pieces.
You do need a couple
front,
pieces.
Up front, you're pretty good. You got some nice pieces.
Nobody's talking about how great Thibodeau is
having
year.
A good season.
He has 12 sacks.
Pinnock's having a good season. Deontay Banks is having a solid season.
It's a decent defense. It's there. Dexter Lawrence is all pro. It's there. Wink Martindale's a good defensive coordinator. It's just we need a solid offensive system. That's all we always need.
Let me ask you this question. And this is something that I'm a Saquon Barkley guy. I really am. But the question came to him. It was like, would you like to go somewhere and go play for a contender?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no, I want to stay here. God, why? You're in a
constant. He's loyal to the fucking soil, Uncle Mike.
State of rebuild. You're never going to contend for a title.
He's fine with that.
That's a waste. You're not competing. You don't want to compete. You can go and compete for a ring. You'd rather stay there. He's been in a constant state of rebuild his whole career. I'm a Penn State fan. I love Saquon Barkley. Whitehall, Pennsylvania's finest. I love Saquon Barkley. But
guess what?
Shows me you don't want to compete. You're comfortable landing.
They said the same about Melo. But then when you're in New York, you don't want to leave.
That was the comparison you just said.
They said the same about Melo.
Never won shit.
You don't want to compete.
You got a chance to go to a team and compete for a championship.
He was just in the playoffs last year.
Did that really matter, bro?
He was just in the playoffs last year.
Y'all lost to Don Bosco Prep. All
right? No, we lost to the Eagles, who beat y'all.
That's okay. And we ran it back and beat y'all. And the Eagles.
That's okay. It's okay. All right. We were hurt against y'all, so it don't matter.
Even if he wasn't hurt,
it don't matter.
Okay. This coming week, another game that we got that I think is going to be pretty interesting is Browns Texans. If CJ Stroud can play, that's going to be a great game.
I love it.
Browns are going to beat them up, make it ugly, and just pound the ball on them. Flacco's going to make some timely throws when needed.
It's Browns -2 right now in Houston.
Nah, it's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a great game.
Stroud plays is a good game.
That's
going to
be a really good game.
It's going to be a good game, but I think the Browns do win because they have the better defense. Yep. And if Flacco is going tutty for tutty with Stroud, Stroud's not going to be able to keep up with that.
Because I don't think that defense is going to allow him to.
45-year-old Joe Flacco, band for band, is crazy, bro. This guy's nuts.
I love it. I love what I'm seeing with Joe Flacco. I love it.
I'm rooting for him. Seriously.
Another one of their wide receivers hurt.
Nico Collins got hurt the other day. Yeah.
Two of their top receivers are.
They're top two. Yep. It's tough. Dalton Schultz is also hurt.
Noah Brown was cooking though.
They had a little Linsanity run, you know, in the middle of the season. That was cool.
I like that Linsanity.
Yeah, but you know, other than that, it was
shot MVP of that run.
They were. No, that well, they said if he continues, you know, and they make the playoffs, that was the narrative. Could he be in, you know, but
still could make a move.
They still could. They definitely still could because, you know, that division is not.
Have we ever had a MVP from a bad team?
No. No.
Some guy that
there's always a top three NFL team the MVP usually goes to.
Yeah.
Usually. I can't remember anything else.
Cowboys-Dolphins? Yeah, we talked briefly.
Well, we didn't. No, we didn't. We didn't.
We said the battle of the mid.
That's all you said.
But beyond that, I mean, it's Dak Prescott versus Tua.
I would take the over in this game.
51. Solid. Right?
I would take the over.
This is a battle with the
I would take the over.
They just beat up on bad teams, bro.
Well, that's going to make it a great game. I think it's going to be a great game, honestly. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I hope Tyreek is back.
He's questionable right now.
I take my slander back.
Bro, he's been nuts. What was it, like 30-something touchdowns?
He's just getting mad touchdowns. He only had 45 yards on the game.
20 touchdowns now?
Yeah. He's a touchdown getter, man.
He is. He's
still
fast.
He's
a bag chaser.
He's still fast.
He's good, man. He's good.
He's good.
I still like A-Chain more, but Mostert
how's
is like
he been
the
off
solid
that? How's
guy.
He been off that injury?
He's been okay.
He had 9 carries in comparison to Mostert's 15. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know. They like Raheem Mostert more, I guess, right now. He just blows the offense better.
They're preserving A-Chain.
Oh, yeah.
McDaniel knows Mostert.
That's true. From San Fran.
They said though before the season, and that's why I was so high on Raheem Mostert going into this year, is that like he's been preparing to keep himself from getting hurt, like doing things, specific exercises to strengthen his knees, so he could have, you know, some endurance and
that's
durability.
Smart.
And honestly, that's probably what they just need to show A-Chain if he wants to, you know, have a resurgent season next year. He's that type of guy that can.
This was his first year.
Yeah, he was a rookie. Impressive rookie season, nonetheless. Yeah. I mean. Yeah,
they also got what's name down there, Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson Jr. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, Salvin Ahmed. Like, right?
Who wins? Who wins this game though? Cowboys or
Dolphins? Where is it?
It's in Miami.
Miami's going to win because Dallas is front runners at home on that AstroTurf, that whatever turf you call it.
Miami -1.5.
Yeah, I think Miami will get them because I think Daniel does a lot of that scheming from Shanahan, and they'll find a way to scheme around Micah Parsons. You know, and they'll do that, get the ball out quick to take some pressure off, you know, those linemen having to deal with that pass rush.
I also heard that Dallas has like a stomach virus going through the locker room. I saw that on Twitter. And that's also, I'm pretty sure, like looking back, that it came from the Eagles. And it might have been when Jalen Hurts shit his pants. I don't know. You know, maybe some
got it all
Syria transferred. Listen, I don't know, but
fucked up. Listen, that AI picture was fucking wild, bro.
Yo, Eagles, what's up with the boy? He doodled on the field.
Straight on it.
Straight dookied on the field.
Yep. And now he's got the whole Cowboys locker room. You know,
everybody
sick.
In Dallas six like a cow virus going on down
there. Yeah, it's bad.
Mad cow disease.
Yeah. I mean, you got on the injury report, you got Brandon Cooks, Malik Hooker, Stephon Gilmore. Yeah, it's all bad right now for them. Big pieces, obviously. Cooks has been cooking.
I still like the Cowboys. I think Miami wants.
I think Miami's going to
get. If there's
him,
a stomach virus, that really convinced me Miami's going to take the W. But I do think it's going to be a great game. I don't think the Cowboys are going to fold over in Miami. It's going to make it tough for the Cowboys,
All the talk about this game when it's said and done on Monday or Sunday night is going to be the two bottom feeders, the bullies or the bottom feeders, beat the hell out of each other. And that one's going to get the chance to stand tall because they've beaten nobody with a winning record. Granted, that Dallas did beat Philly, but everyone saw that coming. Now they have a chance to fix it, make it. They can beat a legit team.
Yeah, I think they take the opportunity. I think it's time for them.
All right, let's talk Ravens versus 49ers.
Oh, well. 1-point lead.
You beating the Ravens by 10 points?
Yes.
Niners -5. Niners cover. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not just saying that. I think I've watched both teams play.
Where is it?
It's in San Fran. Mm. I think it comes down to a Lamar Jackson mistake. I think they put the pressure on him to the point, where he makes
primetime
that detrimental mistake.
Christmas game.
Christmas night?
Yep. Mm.
Wow. Yeah,
I think I know we can get rid of Miami. I'm not even gonna, you know, it's a game. They're a good team. I'm not gonna look past nobody. I just think we.
Haven't seen when the Niners are healthy. I haven't seen them even get close to being dominated.
We've won every game
by the
closest game is 12 points.
52% of the money is on Baltimore +190 right now.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I love the Niners.
Man.
Niners spread too, -5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when they win.
Handily.
They win.
Don't get me wrong. They can present some problems. Lamar can present some problems. But Lamar does a lot of that dance around in the pocket trying to throw deep. You keep him in that pocket.
Yep.
Keep him in the pocket. Don't go for that. Don't go for that ball fake where he can turn the corner on you. Just what I'm saying. You got to play disciplined football. Don't overcommit. Like they sort of like they did Jalen Hurts. know, keep him back there and don't attack him. Give him a chance to dance
around. What you're speaking of is they got to set the edge.
Set the edge.
Set the edge. You cannot let Lamar escape that edge. Yeah. And that's going to be big on the defensive end side of the 49ers.
And I'm going to give you guys a name. This is just a feeling. Gregory, number 5 on San Francisco. He comes in on certain passes, on certain packages. If we go to a 5-man front with him, he'll be used as a designated rusher. You know, like offset. High. Yes. Yeah. And Fred Warner will. What happens when Lamar rolls to his right? Fred will attack, and Greenlaw will come and play the middle. If he rolls, and they vice versa.
Like a rotation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. If we do that and stay this one, I think we can get with them because, like I said, spread them out. That they have a decent defense. But they got that old 1970s slobber knocker football with Michigan, Ohio State. Yeah. Bang, bang, bang. So spread them out. Spread them out. Make them play in space. Let's get into our playmakers and see what we can do.
I like that.
I think this will be a big kettle game, too.
I don't know because they're good up the middle, bro. They're middle linebackers and their safeties are good. If you got
Kyle Hamilton's a fucking beast.
Questionable.
Mm-hmm. You got maybe hit them on the edges, man. Get outside on them. Run right at him.
I think a lot of Debo. Hmm? A lot of Debo.
Yeah, Debo, some sweeps. You know who can be, who hasn't been getting no play, who can come out in the receiving game a lot? Juice.
Yeah. That's true.
Juice, people blocking him. Put him on it and bring him out. Juice makes some good plays. They have an opportunity to make some plays with him.
Okay. So what's the final score prediction here?
30-20. I think we score 30.
Comfortably. I think we're going over 30. 30-17.
30-17.
Make 35-17. I ain't scared.
32-17. I ain't scared. 35-17. We'll get
30, though. 28-21.
One score game.
But cover.
I mean,
they're good. I'm not bragging and boasting. Like, they're going to beat the hell out. No, they present a talent. That kid with his legs. You know, and the thing that I see when I was watching him the other day, he's scrambling and he's pulling up at the line and throwing the ball. He's just not scrambling to run. He'll run when he wants. But a lot of times he's scrambling to look and he's looking downfield trying to make a play. That's why the secondary has to stay disciplined. Yeah. Stay disciplined.
Word though, to say discipline for sure. Yeah. We're playing at an all pro level this year.
Yep.
So,
all right, let's move on to the Lions Vikings.
Viking.
You think the Vikings win?
Vikings are in a bad scenario right now. Y'all
better stop slacking on Nick Mullins. Like, stop.
He's off that Niner tree, nigga. Yeah.
Boy, brother.
You better stop.
No,
I got the Lions.
Where are they playing at?
It's in Minnesota.
But don't forget now, the Lions play down. They just lost to Chicago and Green Bay.
Yeah, they're not good against divisional opponents, it looks
they
like.
They just played down. They lost to Chicago.
Against out-of-division guys.
That could be tougher than what they thought.
It's probably
they don't have to.
Not bad.
Oh.
It's not good either, I don't think.
The Lions are 2-2 in their division.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
tough, man.
Yeah. Yeah. They just recently lost to Green Bay and Chicago.
Yeah.
Lost too. But I don't know. I still got the Lions in this.
I'll take the Lions, but it's not going to be a walk in the park.
I don't think so either.
No, definitely not.
They just gave the fucking Bengals a run for their money. Yeah. They're Browning a run for their money. Yeah. So, I mean, it could be a close one and the Lions shit themselves.
Now,
Now,
do you guys think Browning may be auditioning for other teams?
Yes. I don't know.
We'll New see. England.
Nah, I think New England gets a quarterback in the draft.
Okay. Ooh,
I think they get Drake
May. Atlanta.
Atlanta could work for Browning.
I think they're going to try to get
a
quarterback.
Got a couple Lions
too.
By 10.
Oh, no, they won't get it.
Lions by 10. Lions win big. I don't know. I'm not sold on the Lions, man.
I'm just not.
I was earlier in the season. They've made me a little skeptical, you know, in some of these losses.
Every team goes through a slump.
Yeah.
You know,
but their slump was they got crushed by Baltimore. And then they had games where they had to fight to get back. Chicago had them beat, and they came back and got them after the last minute or two. Mm-hmm. So they've had some games where they had to really, really
scrap. I'm excited to see them in the playoffs.
It's good for football. I'm happy for them. God bless them.
I don't know about that.
Depends on who they
got a shot at getting that 2 seed if they went out. They have an easy road.
Mm-hmm.
They got a shot at that two seed.
So I also want to bring up Rashard Mendenhall's tweet.
We said we weren't going to go racial in this group, and I don't want to do that. I have white friends that I really love. I love you. So we're not going to do that.
No, look, no, look,
it's
look.
Just it's a nuts. It's nuts.
I just want to create a roster. I just want to create the rosters, and I just want to see who would win. So the all white team,
the black team,
roster.
No, now I'm not saying all time all whites. I'm talking about current white roster versus current black roster.
I can't name no defensive white players, bro.
TJ Watt.
That are,
I mean, that
corners.
They, Hutchinson.
They have it. Somebody already made the roster.
The secondary would be cooked. Yeah, that's the problem.
Well,
but
in this team that they made,
Smith would be the safety.
Yeah, they took Julian Edelman out of retirement, put him at cornerback. So I don't think. Yeah,
there's a couple of white corners in the NFL right now. There's one on the Broncos.
Yeah, but none of them.
There's one on the Dolphins.
That's the thing.
Yeah, they're not starters. But you just can't take people out of retirement and put them on a team. Yeah, Seahorn is the last starter in, you know, 2002.
He's on the Giants. I remember that interception he made on his back.
He was a fucking dog.
Seahorn was good.
Seahorn was fucking good.
He had a badass chick, too, man. He's married.
Seahorn was that motherfucker,
bro. Who was he married to?
I don't even know.
His chick was an actress.
I don't even know who his girl was.
Harmon.
Mark
Harmon's her brother.
The point of the Rashard Mendenhall tweet is just so insane. Like at the end
it's a good hypothetical. So look.
But it's not, that wasn't like his original.
I know that's thing. Not an intent.
That wasn't his intent. His
he was
intent,
talking smack.
His intent was that like white people didn't know football because of that. And it's like
I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about, I want to know what would y'all's all white team B. Who would y'all quarterback be?
I just told you. I
fuck the secondary. You know,
hold up, it's Joe Burrow.
Who would the fucking quarterback
Mahomes.
Be?
Mahomes.
Joe Burrow.
Get, no, okay. They can get Mahomes because he's mixed.
No. Mixed people are not in this. They're not allowed to play on either side. They're not allowed to play because they're mixed. So
it's not,
be Joe Burrow.
Listen, it's Joe Burrow's CMC and Cooper
CMC,
Cup.
Cooper Cup.
Hooper?
Juice at fullback.
Travis Kelce, Kittle,
Mark Andrews, Sam Laporta.
Mark Andrews, Laporta.
They got pretty good.
Thielen.
Bunch of aggressive.
Yeah.
Bunch of phone hustlers. Yeah.
And then, we got a
then
solid
you got Aiden
line.
Hutchinson. You
the
got,
offensive line would be solid.
Yeah, because you got Lane Johnson, Zach
the whole
Martin,
Eagles.
Jason
you got
Kelce.
The Eagles.
Quentin Nelson.
You got the Eagles offensive line.
Yeah.
And then our defensive line is no game either.
Like they got a good Watt, defensive line.
Watt, Nick Bosa, Max Crosby, Joey Bosa's on there. I don't know. Max Crosby might be on the other team. I don't know.
Max Crosby, we might have to make a trade. Yeah. We'll give you Russell Wilson.
He got tendencies.
Motherfucking racial draft. Most sports racial draft.
It's insane.
But who would be the linebackers? The linebacker is Van Der Esch.
Yeah, Vander Esch is in there. Matt Milano.
That's the dude.
Logan Wilson.
Yeah.
Alex Singleton.
Look, the white squad is not bad.
Harris.
It's just the secondary.
Corners.
The secondary would be fucking barbecue chicken. It would be a free-for-all. What would the black team, the all blacks?
Who
would be the quarterback?
Lamar.
It would be Lamar Jackson, I'm guessing.
Lamar. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Derrick Henry is your running back.
I don't think so.
I would take Derrick.
They said RB2 is Saquon. No. The wide receiving core was Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, AJ Brown, and Justin Jefferson and Lamar
Stephon
Chase.
Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. Deontay.
Oh my God.
They gave you guys seven wide receivers.
Seven wide receivers.
I don't know.
He gave it choose Jamar Chase.
Just line them up and go. Everybody like you're playing go routes.
Go routes.
Darren Waller.
That's what I'm saying. We shouldn't have Lamar at quarterback. You should probably put like, I don't know, like CJ Stroud out there just bombing shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that would be, we would need to be air raid against y'all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That Saquon back there, Darren Waller at tight end.
Who's
maybe
what
Tommy
black,
DeVito
what
quarterback?
Running back, you know? Tommy DeVito. What are black running backs?
I mean,
that's sad. You can't think of no black running backs.
I mean, we can go Raheem Mostert.
Saquon,
we
could go, two, and then, yeah, you got Kamara.
Kamara could work. Kamara could definitely
Aaron
work.
Jones.
Eh. I would go Kamara.
Honestly, we might need the handicap in this situation, so we're going to have to give you guys Najee Harris.
No, dude, he's horrible, man. I'll give you. And you give us Danny Woodhead out of retirement, we'll give you Najee Harris.
Nah, you can have Najee.
And we'll Hathaway looking nigga. Have him and all.
And we have the defense is pretty.
Defense is stacked. You already know Jalen Ramsey,
Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Quinnen Williams, Aaron Donald, Fred Warner, Roquan Smith, Mario Davis, Pat Surtain.
Don't Jalen even get Ramsey, off the bus, y'all.
Sauce Gardner, like it's just mad people.
Yeah,
it's like intramural. The dude game, from y'all.
Who we take at safeties?
Antoine Winfield and Javon Holland.
Yes.
And then kicker that's out of retirement, Dominican Sue.
Bro, they were trying to
recruit. Well, we would need the punter,
Presley Harvin, it says.
No.
Presley Harvin from the Raiders, King. Yes, King.
Yeah, that's
King right. from the Raiders. Yeah, he could probably kick nuts. Field goals too.
He used to go crazy.
I think the All Blacks win this. No, I'm sorry.
It's not as crazy of a game.
It's still going to be a
blowout.
Good
game. Yeah,
I still think
Marquette
it's a good
King
game.
Facts.
It would be a blowout.
But Stroud would put up a good 600 yards.
It would come down to, yeah, it would come down to that.
It
secondary.
Would get bad. It would get really bad really quick.
CMC would find something.
They would score.
I'm a CMC.
They would score. It's just their defense would get fucking flaked.
CMC tush push literally until we get to the end. That's it.
I seen somebody in the tweet saying they were trying to draft like Simones and shit. No.
The whites are with the whites. You gotta be European.
No, because
from the caucus.
Leonard was trying to claim the Samoans for you guys, and I said, if that's the case, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes because his wife being white is a common denominator.
That's why I said mixed people are not. Mixed people could probably make their own team themselves. Yeah. All mixed team could probably work too.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. See, you just took it to where it wasn't supposed to go, you piece of fucking shit.
All right. NBA talk. Let's talk about it. Ja Morant's back tonight. His first game coming off his little suspension. What do we think Ja Morant means for the Grizzlies? Are they going to be able to?
I think Ja has been humbled. He's actually been really well behaved during the fucking interviews.
He has to be, bro.
He's on trial right now, so I guess.
All this money in your face and you want to be a hood nigga. Nick, stop. You went to a private school. Like, what's the dude in
A-5?
The fuck off, bro.
Yeah. Your name is Clarence.
You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school. Yeah.
Stop, man. Just go enjoy life. And you can have fun with all that money. You don't got to be a thug. There's real thugs out there who do that shit, who would trade places with you in a minute.
Well, he's in Memphis. That money bag got to his head, you know, and obviously he listened to a little too much.
But that's the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. You got $200-something million in your pocket, and you want to go be a gangbanger.
Yep.
Be that, you know, I ain't against gangbang. You want a gangbang? I don't give a fuck. But you don't have to do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Grow the fuck up. Enjoy life, man. Set up some generational wealth, motherfucker. Stupid bitch want to go out shooting up and shit. Sit your little stupid ass down somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ja has definitely learned his lesson. If he fucks up again, I mean, there's no way he's gonna be able to learn.
Can I bring up something? I just want to bring this up right quick.
Okay.
You know how we got the podcast going on? We got the black guys, Shay Shay, and all them dudes got their podcast.
Okay.
Why is it that only the black dudes are beefing with each other? I seen
like
white
Cameron.
That's so sad, man.
Yeah.
Y'all got platforms. Y'all doing real big things in life. Y'all want to bring the streets to your fucking podcast and fuck up your money. White folks sitting back laughing at y'all dumb.
It's the entertainment factor of it.
It's not. It's stupid, bro.
I'm reading Dev's comments, bro.
They all have the same demographic of fans, and they know in order to cross. Part of it is beefing,
man.
Because that's what they do in rap.
Y'all ain't rapping.
They're fake podcasting beefing. A lot of this
stupid
shit is set up.
Well, it's whatever you know is going to get clicks, and that's media in general.
It's all set up. I feel like beef are set up.
Oh, absolutely.
They're set up. They're
press. It's staged.
Do something different, bro. White guys ain't trying to kill each other talking shit. I beat your ass, Mr. Yo. Sit the fuck down.
Blue face a soldier boy.
Don't throw your fucking money away. You want to be a thug. Now you don't retire. You got a podcast. Now you want to go out there and thug out. Sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Anthony Edwards.
I love it.
Well, I don't love it at the same time. It's cooked.
Well, Anthony Edwards just did what everybody else does in the NBA. Fuck IG models and. You know, fuck them raw, and you know that gives the female plenty of opportunity to falsify that she's pregnant.
Yep.
She might not even been pregnant in the first
from the start.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why you can't go raw as a celebrity or her sending him an
AI picture of a baby.
So what do you think that she didn't make a Photoshop picture of a positive pregnancy test?
I'm taking her to the freaking gynecologist myself. Check this out.
And then he gave her $100,000 to take a Plan B. I mean, $100,000 is a better investment than 18 years of motherfucking child support.
$200,000 a month.
Yeah. That was a light payment. Yeah. You know what I mean? If she was really pregnant or she finessed him. Either way, you'll never know.
Dev says, I'd pay a year's salary to avoid having a kid with some sleut. And no, I wouldn't stop hitting raw. Take my money. Dev, you're insane.
I mean, sounds great until you've paid fucking a half a year's salary on bitches. You know,
that's crazy.
I mean, you gotta be smarter than that. And another thing where he fucked up, he didn't sign an NDA. Obviously, she obviously didn't sign an NDA. If I was big and celebrity, you gotta fuck with an NDA to fuck with me. You gotta sign that shit. If you think you fucking with me, coming home with me, sign this first. Bugging.
The text was where the video. Wait a video.
Yeah, that part was funny. But shout out to Anthony Edwards. You know, pressure makes diamonds. He came out the next day, put up 32 points.
The T-Wolves are the hottest team in the NBA.
It didn't fucking matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
They're trying to take him down. He's in his prime.
I'm fucking with Ant.
He's in his era.
All right. LaVine to the Kings. I've been hearing rumors that LaVine could possibly go to the Kings to pair it with De'Aaron Fox. How do you feel about a Kings team with LaVine?
As long as they don't give up Keegan Murray.
That's the thing, though. Like I think they would want.
They're not giving up Keegan Murray.
He's nice. He's nice for that squad.
He's legit. I was taking his threes all last season, betting wise, and he's definitely back. You know, in terms of his production, he put up 53 on what 10 three-pointers the other day. Or like, no, it was like 15.
I have him in fantasy, and he's actually been fucking silent all year up until that.
Well, he has like that big game. He'll have a big game, and then he'll go quiet for 2 weeks, and then he'll have another big game. He's got to find consistency, but right now his stock is at the highest. So if they were going to trade him,
that's not worth it.
Now
I wouldn't trade Keegan Murray for LaVine. The Bulls are selling. I'm telling you right now, the Bulls are fire selling. They're going to fire sell LaVine and DeRozan at the fucking trade deadline, and they're going to get a bag of chips for both of them. I'm telling you right now. They're going to get a bag of chips for both of them.
They're going to get picks for
LaVine. The Knicks are going to give them fucking Fournier, Hartenstein, and fucking Grimes, and a couple of picks for DeRozan. And then the Kings are going to give them fucking, I don't even know who the fuck the Kings are going to give them for LaVine.
Harrison Barnes.
Maybe.
Davion Mitchell.
Davion Mitchell will work in that deal. That's a good person.
I can't believe he fell out the rotation.
No, Harrison
Barnes. Put him with Kobe White. I think he could do something.
Barnes going up.
He's just a vet.
Does Caruso have a market? Maybe the Lakers again. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not an Alex Caruso guy. I know he does like the hustle bullshit and the intangibles, but his Elmer Fudd looked.
Just another guy LeBron made famous.
Exactly.
He's
Austin Reeves.
He goes anywhere else, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, Mitchell's a hell of a defender. Yeah, he can't get a bucket this season to save his life though, and that took him out the rotation.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Joel Embiid because he's having good games and Sixers fans were going on runs when his last five opponents were the Pistons, the Wizards, and the Hawks.
Who cares?
Bro.
The Sixers have had the easiest fucking beginning of the season I've ever seen in my
Mickey Mouse schedule.
It's disgusting.
He does this every fucking year.
And the self-promotion from him is like nauseous.
It's weird. Down, It's gross.
He goes horrible. That's why they don't ever.
And his whistle.
He's just a foul merchant. And that's what really annoys me. And Maxey is a foul merchant, too. They're both, they're playing the same style of like, oh, I'm going to flop into you and get as many whistles as I can, get the easiest bucket. I hate that cheap shit, man.
It's gross.
And I thought the NBA made rules against this shit. And it's just, it's still just.
Philly tushing.
Still flopping. It's still, it's very Philly. Philly sports does not change when it comes to, it's all cheap bullshit every time. They find the loophole and they fucking just fucking take advantage of it. You give the motherfucker a rope, they turn into a fucking cowboy. Man.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Philly sports. But
I have one more NBA thing I just want to mention is that last week the Pacers played three games, and in those games, Miles Turner got absolutely slutted out. Listen to this.
He got slutted out.
Miles Turner.
What terminology is disgusting?
He got slutted out.
Miles Turner.
You could have said anything else.
Against the Clippers, gave up 31 points, 29 rebounds to Ivica Zubac. Two nights later, gives up 41 points, 20 rebounds, and four blocks to Anthony Davis. And then the next game gives him Giannis gives him 64 points, 14 rebounds.
Yeah, his coach says pimp him, bro.
Oh my god. Me how?
Miles Turner, you are bad. You are bad.
Learn Chinese, buddy.
And what did we say?
He's only bad because he let Zubac. I can see the Anthony Davis Chinese. And the
Giannis. Zubac, just Zubac 30-25. That doesn't even make sense. That's bananas.
Yo,
bro.
And they were not trying to give up Miles Turner in any type of trade.
No,
he's supposed to be a defender, though. Like, that's supposed to be his bread and butter.
He's supposed to be a rim protector.
And I guess fucking not.
No,
because his man was probably raining threes.
Not as much protection as Anthony Edwards there, so.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the MMA.
Yep.
Colby Covington gets his fucking ass whooped by Leon Edwards.
He was so gun shy. Talk all that shit. He was so gun shy. He was afraid to get in there and fight.
Talked about that man's dead.
Talked about his pop and was scared to fight.
Yeah, that was not a good look for Colby.
In front of Trumpito, too. That's a nasty guy.
He said he was going to bring him into the ring, too, if he won.
And he was talking cash shit. And I got smoked in front of your hero. That's sad.
Yeah.
Pops.
The sad thing about it
sucks us up.
He wouldn't even engage. He would not engage. He got his leg chewed up. His right leg was chewed up from those legs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, get Tony Ferguson the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Tony Ferguson, what's that, 7 straight? 8.
But
he's,
also,
he's giving me Frankie Edgar vibes.
Yeah, no, he's up there, bro.
Frankie went like three or four and got up. He was like, all right, he's 0-8
at the same time. Dana White, though, like, why is he still playing this stupid motherfucker in cards on cards?
Fan base,
he's gonna have CTE like 50. He's gonna be done, bro.
Come on with that shit, man.
He was done after seven.
You lost 6 straight and you're still on a main card.
Yes.
What are we doing here, Dana?
His name.
What are we fuck that name, bro. That's 7 straight,
He was done after Dustin Gaethje put it on.
Oh, yeah.
He was done.
4 straight. That's crazy. He got a 5th and a 6th. And a 7th.
Dustin Gaethje fight was bad.
Like, what are we doing? Like,
oh, my God.
You see how they ended? Yeah. He was walking around here in the way.
That shit was terrible. I was just like, you got to retire after.
He could die in the ring fucking around, bro.
Can we give a little flowers, though, to Patty the Batty? Pimblett?
No, he doesn't do anything. He's really not that good.
I liked Pimblett.
I like Patty. He's entertaining, Pimblett, bro.
He's Conor McGregor.
He thinks he's Conor McGregar. Yeah, he's not. I like Patty.
I like Patty. Is it because he's just European? Like,
I watched the fight. Who did he fight, though? I forget the name.
Always got to stick that fight? Stick
this week he fought Tony Ferguson.
Always got to stick racer, don't you, Matt?
Boycott both sports.
Yeah. He always try to slide it in there. It's because he's European. No,
shout out the boats. It's not because of that. It's just he's trying to be something that was already made and it's not working out for him.
Well, he's like a mix of McGregor and O'Malley. He has the braids like O'Malley and the shit talk now, like.
What
McGregor.
Are some good fights coming up in the MMA that we're
watching? I don't know.
Don't we have that dude? Michael, what is it? Michael, what? The little short stocky motherfucker.
Chandler?
Yeah. Oh, he got one with McGregor coming
up? Chandler or McGregor.
Yeah.
Remember he kicked the shit out of Ferguson?
Chandler? I think Sean O'Malley fights sooner than later.
Remember he kicked the shit out of Ferguson?
The snot off it.
Did him bad. I think Cody Gorbant fault this weekend too. Get him the fuck out of here too. He's
done.
He yeah. looked the last good fight I seen him in was the Dominic Cruz fight, and that was like 5 years ago. So
who's yeah?
We got April 8th Pereira versus Adesanya.
Yeah, Corey, yeah, he's done. Got a glass straw.
Yeah, he's after the Dominic Cruz thing. I was just
no
like,
what's name knocked him out twice. The dude had the real bad steroid issue. What's his name? He was a champion. He lost to the blonde-headed kid. He knocked
Oh, out. Fucking TJ.
Yeah, TJ Dillashaw. Yeah, Dillashaw. Knocked him out twice.
Yeah. He was cooked. I don't really know any. This was the fight I was looking forward to, the Leon Edwards and the whatchamacallit. Devin Haney.
We got O'Malley Vera too at March 9th.
That's gonna be good. I want to see O'Malley Strickland. What's his name, run it back?
Strickland fights January 20th.
Fight the South African dude.
Duplessis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got into a little scuffle.
That should be interesting. Everything else is to be determined. No real fights have been announced yet for next year. But we got AC UFC on March 30th. Boardwalk Hall. I might just attend that.
Okay.
Can't lie.
Mm. Who's sponsoring it?
I don't know, but it's on ESPN, so it's not pay-per-view.
It's not Bellator?
It's not going to be. No, it's UFC.
UFC? Okay.
Yeah, UFC Atlantic City at Boardwalk Hall.
Oh, okay.
ESPN, ESPN2, so it's not a fucking pay-per-view, so it's probably going to be a shitty card. But whatever.
It's entertaining.
I'd probably just go.
Go to the Soul Food restaurant, Chelsea's, and then go there.
Yeah, March 30th. Hopefully. Bring a shorty maybe. I don't know.
Hopefully that Devin Haney and Tank fight happen next year. I'm hoping. They're starting to do the promo.
They're starting to do the bullshit, backing in, backing out. Fuck yeah, so shit that they always do. That means they're gonna fight. Yeah. When they do the back in, back out shit, that's how you know they're fighting and they're just gassing people up. Yeah, they're leading them on. But yeah, I think that wraps it up for most sports, man.
Hey, great night. Thanks for having me, Charles. I love you.
Yes. We'll be back next Tuesday, same time, 7 o'clock.
Happy Merry Christmas.
But if not, you'll see us on the clips every fucking day. That's for fucking sure. Most Sports TV.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas out there.
Merry
y'all.
Christmas,
have a good
everybody.
Time with your family.
Merry Christmas. Have a good one. Peace.
Peace.